Hi. It's Loving the Strange with Carrie Jones and Sean Farrar. Loving the Strange, a podcast for weirdos and those who want to be weirder. Embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Loving the Strange. Check us out. Hey!
Hey, baby.
Hey, welcome everyone, including Sean the Talent Farrar, to Loving the Strange, a podcast in which we embrace our weirdness.
You know, I thought I was an optimistic one in the family, and now you are.
What's up, man?
Because you went ahead and posted, "Hey, everyone, so glad you're here."
I wanted to be ready for the hordes of humans that show up from all around the world, like Dee Harris.
Well, Dee is amazing.
Dee is amazing. I mean,
we should start subsidizing her existence or something.
Honestly, we probably should. Because
little sponsorship.
Dee's arrival almost every Friday makes my heart sing.
Me too.
Yeah, she uplifts us. We might be having a really crappy Friday.
I feel like I need to thank Dee for my last cardigan, but I know I already have some place, so I won't.
Anyways, we can make this podcast a Dee Harris love fest, or we could expand it a little bit while keeping it a Dee Harris love fest and talk about the weird things that people are competitive about. And that might be, you know, competitions. It might just be in your own life. It might be Sean making weird faces.
I think the word competitive kind of inherently means competitions, doesn't it?
It's going to be one of those pods.
Just kidding. I won't do it again.
Wow. So anyways, Sean will read John Bell's comment before reacting to it. What did John Bell say, Sean?
He said he's in North Georgia freezing his ass off. 18 with zero windshield and snow. But that's going to be here tomorrow.
I'm going to look up what our thing is. But
it was warmer in Maine than Georgia today. It was 30 degrees.
It was 30 degrees, but we have a blizzard warning. And I think our internet might be a little wonky because of that. But John Bell, I don't know if you can read this. Woo. It is 28.
It's still 28 degrees.
With the real feel of 30 somehow.
Oh, the wind is so slow, it's bringing in warm air.
Yeah, there you go. So anyways, John, I'm so sorry you're cold.
We're going to have a buttload of snow tomorrow, so.
Yeah.
Suck it up.
So yeah, it's so good to see you, sort of, from India. I'm so sorry you woke up so early again to be here with us. We'll try to make it worth your while. And Dee says, Dee's in Georgia, and she says it's freezing, too.
Yeah, I think that's like the tail end of the front, because we get to be that same temperature on Sunday after we've received our buttload of snow.
Yeah, we have a blizzard warning. I was going to wear a scarf in honor of that. I might do that right now. But we have a blizzard warning. I was wearing it. And Sean told me not to. I am. We have a blizzard warning for tomorrow because we live on an island off the coast of Maine, and apparently this storm is actually allegedly going to hit our island, so you might not hear from us for a long, long time.
Play it up, baby, play it up.
A foot of snow.
Well, I mean, it is supposed to be worse on the coast.
Yeah.
Yes, we are coast.
We are very much on the coast. So enjoy it while we can. I don't know what to say. But it's not a weather competition.
I've never understood why people want to live on the coast where not one day during the year can you feel comfortable going into the water.
That's just because you're a wuss bay.
That's not true.
It's totally because you're a wuss bay. Anyways, I was going to have a segue, honey.
Oh, segue away, baby.
All right, so it's interesting because sometimes, I don't know if this was like your land growing up, but like in New Hampshire where I grew up, they would make a competition sometimes about the weather, like, and always in a negative way. It'd be like, oh, I remember that storm when it was 3 feet of snow and negative 37 degrees and the wind chill factor was negative 3,000. And then the other person would be like, oh no, I remember the storm where there are 4 feet of snow. And, you know, like, did your parents ever do that with heat in Florida?
No, because it's always hot down there, dude. I think the only gauge in Florida is if you've been through a hurricane and then you have all the subheadings of, you know, how direct of a hit was it in relation to your location.
See, that's a competition.
Yeah, but that's way more infrequent. It's like generational. Some people never even, hurricanes seem to be more common nowadays, but when I was a kid, you didn't necessarily have to have experienced one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
But
that's boring.
Thank you very much. But where I grew up, people would even get competitive about the weather. And I don't know if any of you know someone in your life, but they get competitive. All right, you know someone in your life, but someone like this, someone who gets competitive about everything, right?
Yeah.
Like they either always have to be right or they always have to one-up you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, because you always have to be right and I always have to one-up you.
You're going to make this a hellish podcast.
We're always playing off of each other.
All right. So,
like the Red Baron right now. Did I say that yet?
Mm-hmm.
I did?
Yeah,
two times. Sorry.
So, anyways, there are certain traits that highly competitive people have. And I guess Sean thinks this is boring. I like my talk about the weather. But here it is. And this is from John Dash Brandon off of Inc.com. And he says that there's certain people that like traits that make these people unusually competitive. And he thinks of these as pretty positive, actually. And so, you know, like his first one is when other people achieve great success, it motivates you to work harder.
Could be.
Well, if you're the type of person who you get an idea and the first thing you think after you get the idea is, I need to start a company and make that idea make me money.
I do that all the time.
But yeah,
but there's another step I don't think I follow through on.
What is that, honey?
Actually starting it.
And then there is the biggest thing that crushes you every day is if you lose. So like he talks about like sports fans. So like there's football teams in America where like the Seahawks,
The Dolphins. You're like, you can walk all over me. It won't hurt my feelings.
But there are some people, if their sports team loses, their whole day or their whole weekend is completely shot, right? Like they use that, their competition, their competitive aspect of their personality filters out to things that they don't even have a control of,
right? That's
crazy. And then there are people who think competition is a welcome challenge. There are people who think failure motivates you to make specific changes. And a lot of people who are competitive have tons of friends who are competitive.
Well, that would make sense.
Yeah.
They have to have competition, right?
Well, yeah. So they are like, hey. It's like people who play quarters all the time and get really into it.
Quarters?
Or like a drinking game, like when you're...
You ever played quarters?
Isn't that where you hop the quarter into the...
You bounce it off of a hard surface into a shot glass, yeah.
Yeah, I think you and John Bell talked about that here.
I don't know. We used to play it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why I thought of the reference.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Tammy Fowler said... Perriman Fowler says, South Georgia hasn't gotten extremely cold yet. 48 here.
That's probably enough for people to bust out their North Face puffy jackets, though.
I bet it is. I bet they're all wearing scarves. Looking like the Red Baron, just like me.
You don't look like the Red Baron anymore, baby.
You said I did.
Well, he's not cute enough to be you.
So, Sean, when you think of, like, competition, what do you think of? Like,
I'm not really a big fan of competition, actually.
Why do you think that
like,
is?
I'm competitive in some things, but it's more, and I think you'll probably attest to, it's more of an intellectual type competition.
Oh, really?
Than physical.
Yeah?
Like, yeah. Probably because I was never that, you know, adept at sports as a child, so I had to go a different route.
So, what do you mean by, like, competitive intellectual? You have to be,
like,
smart.
Well, you know,
smart.
Like, if you're in school, if you're still in high school or middle school, and you want to be the one that's either done with a test first, or gets the best grade, or if it's an in-class kind of thing, knows the answer and raises their hand, you know, ooh, ooh, pick me, bitch. You know what I mean?
Language, yes. And, you just stopped.
Well, you distracted me with your comment.
So you weren't like that.
I was intellectually competitive in school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
Like, I mean, yeah. I took small engine repair in high school just because I knew I'd be the top dog. So, I was actually like the class teacher.
Really?
Yeah. Because the teacher got in a bad car accident and he's wearing like one of those halos. And he was just really not into life.
Aww.
And I was like doing so well in the class. He's like, hey, how about if you just kind of, because there was no real teaching. It was all textbook and hands-on.
Yeah.
He's like, well, so you start grading the test for me and stuff. I don't really. So, in exchange, I could like leave class and walk home and go to the bathroom and have a snack and come back to class before the bell rang.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a pretty good setup.
Yeah. That sounds like really sweet, actually.
Really horrible for educational purposes, but I mean, not for me, for the other people.
Oh.
But
anyways,
what? Oh, let me talk about a competition that I find interesting.
Okay.
It's called Worm Charming.
What?
All these people show up to the contest.
Wait, can you just say that one more time for
Worm
me?
Worm Charming.
So they're charming worms?
Hey, man, I've charmed worms on a number of occasions during my life. Anyways, you show up to the competition, the field of play, so to speak, and it's like a big giant field.
Uh-huh.
And they've drawn chalk lines, like, you know, football or baseball use chalk lines. And they've made the whole thing a grid. So each competitor is assigned a grid. And they try to use different acoustics to collect the worm, make the worms come up and collect them.
Oh. And do they go fishing with them?
No, it's just about collecting them. I think they dump them all back in the grass when they're done.
Wow.
So... The addition of the thing I read was that the world record is held by a 10-year-old girl with 567 worms. So I looked that up. I was trying to find the time because it's like a timed event. So I
don't know, yeah.
But I couldn't find the time. But I did find that somebody actually did a little bit of research.
Yeah.
And if you can mimic the sound of a mole, that is the most incredible sound, the best one ever to drive worms up to the surface because moles are their natural predator.
What does a mole sound like?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
But people use like bongos and they'll stick a pitchfork in the ground and beat on it, you know, make reservations.
What?
Yeah.
What? All right. I have a YouTube thing and I don't know if I'll be able to share this so it makes noise over the thing.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try to. It's a woman holding a mole, and it's an 8-second clip.
They're
and
talking about worms here.
I know, but it's a mole making a sound. If you want to win the worm charming thing, you gotta
pay attention to this clip as well.
Yeah. So let's see. This I don't know if y'all can see it or hear it. Let's see.
I saw it.
All right, let's play it again. Someone tell me if you can hear it. Can you hear it? It's like a squeak. It's a
Did
tiny...
you see that other person had a cat?
Well, maybe that's because they're... Oh, no, I'm sorry about that. That's somebody like digging for
worms.
Somebody's
digging for moles.
But the sound that the mole made, could you hear it, Shawnee?
No.
Oh, all right. It's like
and my speakers are muted.
It's like a...
Dee Harris said she heard it.
Oh, yay. Oh, good. I didn't know if that worked. So, yeah, it's like this tiny little...
And,
It sounds like when Gabby, our dog, starts after the squeaky toy and the first squeak from the squeaky toy.
It's always different than when she's got a good rhythm going.
Yeah. Also, I'd like to say that Sayar has the best temperature out of all of us so far because he's in
What's 12 degrees Celsius?
It's like around 53, I think, Fahrenheit. Oh, nice. Yeah, so.
Man, I'd be wearing t-shirts and shorts in 53.
You'd be so happy right now.
Yeah.
So happy. So John Bell says, would you like to read it?
Sure. If you. John Bell says, Sean and I were the oldest child, so we had no competition in family, but a lot with friends like Biggest Truck, Loudest Stereo, Go Through the Biggest Mud Hole, or Who Could Drink the Most Without Dying.
Shiny.
Now, I didn't have a big truck, so that pretty much eliminated me from everything but the drinking.
Shiny.
What?
I didn't know you drank so much when you were a kid.
I didn't.
Lie.
I didn't.
I'm pretty sure we heard a Bennigan's story a few weeks ago that proved.
I didn't drink till I was vomiting every night or anything. We started drinking on Thursdays at the basketball court and a hoop in front of John's house. And we stopped on Sundays.
I never drank in high school.
It's a good 4-day week.
That's amazing. We wouldn't have been friends, I don't think.
Oh, yeah, we would have.
No, I don't.
You just don't want to admit it, but you would have succumbed to the redneck. Oh, yeah, you would have.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Put you on the back of a four-wheeler, take you out the mud and do some donuts.
Sweetheart, I've still never been on the back of a four-wheeler.
I know. I haven't been on one since then either.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know, Sayer, if she's giving it to a horse or just reminding. It's scary. Anyways, hey.
Yeah.
We've learned about worm competitions, which is a perfect example of weird things, worm charming, right?
Right.
So there's other things that happen, according to the Odyssey online, when you're really competitive. And they believe that competitiveness runs in families.
Yeah.
I don't know if you feel that right, Wade. Like, do you?
No, I did not come from a hugely competitive family.
And you're not a hugely competitive person.
Right.
All right, so I come from a hugely competitive family.
Yeah, you do.
I really do. I come from a family where people get mad at you if you beat them at cards. Like, even the simplest of card games that children play, like Go Fish.
Well, I can agree with that.
It's a very bad tempered family.
I really wasn't competitive at cards until I came to Maine and learned how to play cribbage, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, so allegedly it runs in families. And when you're super competitive, you tend to get really into certain things, according to the Odyssey Online. You get really mad if someone's like, I love you more. Or you get really mad if people are like, oh, you like cribbage, Sean? I love cribbage. I love cribbage more than you do.
I don't care how much you love it. Let's play, girl.
Or if you're like, I love hot sauce. They're like, oh, yeah, I have so much hot sauce. Do you want to see how much hot sauce I have? I have more hot sauce than you have ever dreamed of. I know everything there is about hot sauce.
Whatever. Mine might be all expired, but I got a bigger collection.
Or like, you pick games to play that you know you're going to win. Or
like Go Fish.
Like in your family, especially, like you beat your sibling and you're like, what? And you have a victory dance that lasts like a whole month. Or
my siblings weren't close enough in age for me to do that, but you just made me remember something.
Oh, what?
I guess when I was younger, I was a little competitive because I remember specifically this one occasion when I was 9 years old.
Yeah.
And my dad and I were playing some sort of stupid card game. And he won. Uh-oh. And I called him a liar.
Because he won?
Yeah. But he didn't appreciate that. He smacked me across the face and said, don't ever call him a liar.
Sean, that's terrible.
Well, that was back in the day. You know, and I was just lucky I didn't get the belt.
That's terrible.
I didn't want to lose. Not to that, rascal.
I don't have a comeback for that, man.
Well, then read these comments.
All right, D says that there is a world beard and mustache championship. And the things, they get huge.
They do. I was looking at some pictures from that today. I was like, man, That's such devotion, not only in time, but the more fancy ones, they cannot possibly wear them like that all the time. Because that involves wax and, you know, like, what do I call it? Douchebag gel or whatever.
Oh, he does call it mean things like that.
I can't remember, but I mean, but they do have an all natural category.
Yeah.
When these guys have beards and they're like this, you can't see me very well. They're just huge. They're like, and then I'm like, God, how can you sleep with that on your face?
You have a beard, baby.
It's so short. I keep it trimmed on a number two at all times almost.
Really?
And you know what happens if I don't?
What happens?
Don't play me, girl. You know I get all twitipated.
Oh.
When I can't shave for a couple days because I'm too busy. Or my hair gets too long.
He gets really upset.
I mean, I need a cut right now.
Like, so upset.
And I'm trying to hold out until just before we go on vacation.
I think it would be hard to have beards like as long as these people create their beards. Like, dude, I mean, what do you do when, like, how do you do that? Like, let me share some images. Like,
yeah, like that.
Like, they have these beards that look like sea serpents or octopuses.
Think about that's all the hold stuff, but when he washes that and it's fresh, think about how long that is.
I know. And but then they like style them.
Just that natural beard. The mustache is obviously styled, but and so is the beard, but still, that's incredible.
Like, remember ZZ Top?
Well, yeah.
It's like they had everyone. See, why are beards popular now in the United States?
I don't know.
Like, they're strangely. I like those beards because they're obviously fake. But, like, what is
yeah, that? Yeah, you can take them off at night. I like those too.
But, like, how does that happen? You know, like.
People, I don't know.
Like, really don't. Do you grow, like, is there a point in time where you're like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to grow me a funky beard.
Well.
I'm going to make the best beard I can possibly make.
I don't think that's actually, like, a something for every guy in the world. But something that probably is for every guy in the world is if you don't shave for long enough, you go through stages, like I'm sure women are used to on their legs or whatever. You know, you go from smooth to stubble to a little bit of hair, and then it starts to itch. Yeah. And then if for some reason you don't shave through that itch period, it stops. And then you're like, oh, screw it. I might as well just let it grow now. Right?
Right.
I think it's like that.
Hmm. But you personally don't want to ever enter a beard competition.
No. Because that's too, there's nothing about me that's high maintenance, and that's high maintenance. What?
Nothing.
I lie?
You lie.
There's nothing about me that's high maintenance.
You're very high maintenance.
I like to keep my earlobes free of old man hairs and my nose, and I like to keep my hair and my beard trimmed. That's about it.
That's not the only way is you can be high maintenance, baby.
Oh, I'm not mentally high. Don't even try this, but no.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways,
Sean's like, can we not talk
about this? I was actually thinking we should go visit Saeed. That'd be cool.
Yeah, it'd be super cool. So basically, high maintenance just means that you require a lot of work and attention to maintain. And as your wife, I would say that there's a high emotional investment in maintaining your happiness, Sean Kelly.
You don't even give me a regular tune-up, baby. Change my oil very often.
You make no sense. So Zaire says that his family is really educated, and he comes from they're all engineers, and he's from commerce, and that sounds almost a little competitive, unless they're all super supportive, you know.
Like, I don't. That is a very interesting question, because I was gonna say intellectual families seem like they'd be more competitive, but then I thought, well, maybe they're just more competitive. But they're not more competitive, but what they're competitive about might be different. Like than the less educated families.
I don't know.
What I mean?
No.
You don't know what I mean. Mm-mm. Well, I think sports is kind of an overlapping thing, right?
It could
for
be.
For both, say, groups.
But maybe then, the sports are different culturally and socioeconomically.
Yeah, that's right. Because that was going to be part of my breakdown, was like the intellectuals may not be so competitive about, say, hunting or fishing as an example. Or it'd be a different kind of hunting or fishing, where they'd be like on charter boats going after blue marlins and stuff.
Or going big game hunting versus I'm going to get the deer for my family. Yeah.
Anyways.
I don't know. My family is kind of both. Like, as you know, like we had some very hugely intellectual humans and then we had some very not intellectual humans. Yep. And within it, in very close proximity to each other. And the, like, I feel like there was a lot of competition and anger almost at some of the family members at the people who were smarter. Okay. Like a jealousy that happened and an insecurity.
I can see that. Definitely.
But amongst the people that were smarter, it felt like they were all very supportive and tried to lift everybody up.
Yeah.
But then the people who were not as wealthy or as intellectually gifted, let's say, in the academic way, they resented that and thought it was patronizing. Yeah. So it was a really weird dynamic. So I sort of, as a person, grew up thinking, don't be competitive about being smart. You have to hide being smart, or else you'll make other people upset that you're smart. But does that make sense?
Like, yeah, it makes sense.
It's weird, though, isn't
it? But would, like, an intellectual family have, like, a burping contest?
I can tell you no one in my family ever had a burping contest.
I guess that's kind of my example in a nutshell right there. What? You know, or even a farting contest.
Definitely not. Definitely. You were not allowed to do that in my mom's house. You had to go in the bathroom if you were going to expel gas out your rectum. Like, you could not do that in front of other human beings. If you did that, it meant that you had, like, influenza and you were, like, going to be bedridden. You could not do that. I grew up as a child that if I thought I was going to sneeze, I ran out of the room to go sneeze in private.
What about if you had a toot, baby?
I never tooted as a child.
Oh, well, that's changed a lot, hasn't it?
That was just a setup. That was a setup for
it
us.
It was.
I don't know why I think you love me, because every,
I prove it to you day after day.
Every day.
365, 24/7, baby.
Every day. Every week on this podcast, I'm like, oh no, he really doesn't. He just keeps me around for comic fodder.
Hey, that's not bad. 1 hour a week.
1 hour a week.
You feel in love. That's really, really good. Yeah, you would complain.
You said that we could participate in a wife carrying championship because Sean's much bigger than I would wiggle too much, baby. I would wiggle too much.
No, I got the perfect position, baby.
Okay, we're not going to talk about
it's
that.
It's well balanced.
Okay, anyways, so you said back to beards and the beard competition that they use a kind of oil to make their beard like that. He cuts his beard because this really creates a problem for him.
Like, Gary bought me some beard oil for Christmas.
I did buy you beard oil.
It's pretty super nice. It's not like styling oil. It's a scent. It's like beard incense. And I put a little drop in there.
It is the best smelling thing Sean has.
One of them's called Cat in Heat, as a matter
of fact. It's not called Cat in Heat. It's called like Viking or something ridiculous. But it is definitely not calling. Yeah, Chris Walsh asked if we're sitting back to back. Unfortunately, we are because Sean refuses to move his computer for the podcast.
Well, it's huge.
That's like, what she said. Anyways.
That's what he said. He was a liar.
Yeah, Chris, unfortunately, we are sitting back to back for the podcast.
Just adds extra depth element.
Hopefully, eventually, we'll figure out a way to do this better.
I'll have my own office. I won't have to share.
That'd be amazing. Someday we'll be wealthy enough and we can both have our own offices.
Our own house.
And I won't do and I won't do art in the creepy basement. So D says there's a cell throwing competition.
Oh yeah, there is. I saw that.
Do you know all about it?
I don't know all about it. I just know that you throw your cell phone as far as you can, and if you win, you get a lot of them, you get a new cell phone.
I think I'd win at that.
Well, I don't know if you would, because the record is longer than a football field.
Oh, I would lose.
It's like 327 feet.
Damn it.
That's a long freaking ways to throw anything.
I can win at nothing.
Well, that's not true, baby. You come out on top all the time.
All the time. So Sire says that he plays cricket in his childhood. He played cricket with his relatives when he gets time. See,
well,
that's kind of nice.
It is cool to be able to hang out with your relatives and play games.
Did you do that, Sean? Did you all play games when you were a kid, like with your relatives at family reunions and stuff?
No, we weren't that kind of family.
You just had the pot hanging off the Christmas tree.
What? Nothing. That's a leading question, I'll say.
Would you like to ask me?
Hey, Carrie, when your family got together as like a big group, did they play sports?
All the time.
Really?
All the time.
Did you play with them?
No, because I sucked.
But why?
All right, so when I was a little kid, right?
Yeah.
I was born, they thought I was blind. And then they were like, oh, she's not blind. Really? She just sees like eight of everything. And so I had eye operations. And then the eye operations worked.
They got rid of six of her eyes.
They got rid of six of my eyes. And so I only saw like double of everything. And eventually I was able to see only one of everything.
Yeah.
Only
one.
But I have no depth perception. And so I'm blind basically in one of my eyes, which is why I often have my face tilted when I'm on the podcast. I like just
if you ever want to scare, do it from the left hand side.
Thanks for telling everybody, baby. I spend a lot of my time screaming because people come up to me on my left hand side. And when I walk by people or if they're in a car, I like don't see them if they're on my left hand side. So I was like, why does she ignore me? Oh my God. But
that's
it's really because
the
I don't
see. Of the Subaru looks like it was driven along a brick wall.
You're such a liar.
That's not true.
Anyway, so my family is a super, super competitive family. Like they seriously are very, very competitive. Like they would make a competition out of almost everything. Like the smart people would be like, how many books did you read? Like, and then it would be like, oh, who read the most intellectual book? But then they all got together to play baseball and badminton. Like those were their things.
You weren't good at either one of those, were you?
And if you have no depth perception, there's no way in heck, look at how I didn't swear. There's no way in heck that you can hit that damn baseball. I swear there. When you're like a six-year-old kid, and I was the youngest kid to like by a lot, like the closest sibling. I had a cousin who was my age, but everybody else was like 14 and 15 years old. And my cousin Marky, the jerk, was incredibly athletically blessed. Like this boy was like break dancing in the mall in New Hampshire as 4 year old. Like he was just like really good at everything. So he was allowed to play. But whenever we had teams or anything, you know how like that.
Were you the last one picked?
Maybe? I didn't get picked. They'd be like,
everybody just turned around and went out on the field and left you standing there. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Over and over again.
That's some real and Charlie Brown shit right there.
I was like, Carrie, can you go get the balls? Like that was me. Like
be the team manager.
Yeah, like for volleyball, if something went out of the court, my job was to get the balls. Badminton, same thing if the birdies flew too far.
You poor woman.
I was terrible. Terrible.
Oh my God.
And my family was so competitive and I was so young and all I really remember at every family reunion is crying. They played a lot of frisbee too, and I've got to tell you, frisbees to your nose.
At least it's a bigger target.
Yeah, they hurt though when they hit you in the face.
My word, woman.
Yeah, it was terrible. That's why I did stuff like gymnastics and running, because you didn't need quite as much depth perception. You could use like what your body knew more. Yeah, body
memory. You didn't need to see where the ground was. Your feet feel just it. Knew it.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, now that we've talked about my very sad childhood and we all understand my neurotic beginnings.
Hey, you want to hear about a sad childhood?
Yes.
No. Keep going.
I'm just kidding. So Dee said she can remember back when she was visiting a friend and they played Uno and it got so competitive that they didn't talk to each other once the game was over and they never played it again.
That's how it is up here with cribbage.
That's how it is with our oldest daughter.
Oh, well. That's all right.
If she loses at a game once, it's just all over. The game never happens again. What?
I love beating her.
I know, but she won't let you very often because she won't ever play the game again.
Right. That's all right.
Sayer says, let's have a competition of cricket between the two of them just to see who wins. Oh, it'll be Sean.
Of who?
I don't.
You?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's no hope for me.
I'd have to give her a board so wide she couldn't swing it to hit that ball. That's not true, though. She does all right for a half-blind woman. She does good.
I sometimes have sort of like psychic instincts about catching things.
Yeah, especially if they're aimed at her face.
Yeah, I'm like,
she catches them every time.
Sean knows because he tries every day. Every day he's like, what can I throw at her? Will she catch it?
The biggest lie ever. Oh, my God. Woman.
Susie Gowie Burke says, hey, sorry I missed the first half. I'm in a competition with my son to try a new recipe. Tonight it's a ginger glazed mahi mahi recipe. All right, Susie. You just competed right here. Because you just upped the whole game for everyone's night. Because none of us, like, now we're all like, oh, man, Susie's making a ginger glazed mahi mahi recipe.
I know, you can't even get mahi mahi in Maine.
I know, but she somehow is.
Well,
Susie's in Maine.
Where's she at? Down south?
No.
No?
No.
Where?
I think don't want to out where she lives because she might not be cool with that. But yeah.
Really?
Unless she's moved.
Dang.
I know.
Maybe they have a condo down in Florida.
Maybe in my direct messages, Susie needs to tell me where she got that mahi.
I know.
All right, so anyways. Dee said about her Uno game that she and her friend were giving each other dirty looks. They were so mad. Welcome to my family, Dee. Welcome to my family.
Hey, I want to talk about a real competition for a second.
I'm ready.
That I found very interesting.
Okay.
It's called chess boxing.
What?
Chess boxing.
Can you explain it?
Yes, okay. I will. They alternate. It's like boxing. It takes place in a ring.
Okay.
They alternate rounds. There's 6 rounds of chess, I think, and 5 rounds of boxing.
What?
Chess rounds are 4 minutes. The boxing rounds are 3 minutes. You can only win with a checkmate in the chess game or by knockout in the box or decision if you go the whole length in the boxing.
What?
Yeah.
What?
And they take really, it's really, I don't know what this means, but it said you have to have a ranking of 1800 in chess, which must be like a particular skill level to even compete.
Oh my gosh, I need to find pictures. That's amazing.
I thought it was really super cool because it's intellectual and physical at the same time.
Okay, I'm going to, for those of you who are only listening, I apologize because you're really missing out and you should someday look for these pictures yourself. But there are pictures of people doing chess boxing. Here they are.
Most of
playing
them are,
chess.
Are they playing chess? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. They got some wiry muscles.
Yeah,
they're wearing some gloves. This guy has his like big old glove on right there.
Well, they take their gloves off for the chess part.
Well, that guy didn't.
They're supposed to be wearing headphones so they can't hear anything from the crowd, like advice on the chess moves.
Oh, interesting.
That's why they all have headphones on.
Wow. And then they get up. And they box.
And they beat the crap out of each other for 3 minutes. And then they go, there's a 1 minute break in between rounds.
Wow. Shawnee, maybe you need to chess box. That could be your thing.
I don't know how to play chess.
Babe, I can teach you how
to
play chess.
I mean, you did teach me that one time, and then I beat you at a game. But
yeah, and it was really...
you didn't want to play anymore.
No, I didn't, because it was... I'm competitive.
But I don't remember how to play chess.
I can teach you the rules so that you can continue to beat me. If you go make us some money doing the chess boxing, you look better.
I can't box.
Oh, F that. Did you see those people?
If some kid will punch me in the face, I'll be crying.
Dude, you will not. You've got that reach. You got like Sean's wing here. Everybody can see me in your thing, but like his wingspan is like 80,000 feet. Like
it's about 13. Well, my wingspan, but you don't box. You only box with half your wingspan.
Let me explain. So when Emily, our oldest daughter, was taking Krav Maga and stuff, she was always trying to teach me the stuff, like the defense moves to fight Sean, or a man built like Sean. So someone 6'6" with some big owl shoulders, right? And so I would try to, and all Sean would do, like, here's my head. He would just stretch out his hand and put his hand on top of my head, and I would be swinging, and I'd be like 3 feet away. And then I tried to kick, and I'd be 3 feet away. And it was a very interesting visual about how big his area was as opposed to mine.
I do let her win still kicked at the appropriate his butt. Times, though.
I still totally
don't think I'm a fool.
But it's interesting. I think you could totally make us some money at that, baby. We just need to teach you chess.
Jesus Christ.
And then you get above 1,800.
I'm going to sacrifice my brain for money.
Dude, no one's going to hit you.
Bull.
Did you look at those people? No, unless they're super fast, and they did not look super fast.
Right,
no one's gonna hit you. I'm just trying to think of revenue sources.
I like my next competition better.
All right, hey, but before you get there, Art Galley says at the Silk Screen Factory, we would get points for yelling at one of the following at the appropriate moment. Oh no, we don't have the rest of the thing yet.
Really.
All right, we'll go back. And Susie lives about 45 minutes from us. And we should ask her son about inventing games like battle boards. As a kid growing up overseas during the 50s, we didn't have TV. So we played board games and sports and war. Did that make you competitive, Susie?
Well, of course. Yes. War is always competitive.
I know. All right, tell us. Well, Art finishes his comment. Tell us what the next weird competition.
Paper, scissors.
That's not weird.
To me, it is.
Dude, that's
to have
the...
a real competition. But is there really any skill involved?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
What is it?
Understanding the micro movements of another person's hand.
And that is exactly right. Good job, baby.
Thank you very
much. That's what the competitors say. They try to pick up on something. You read the same gosh dang thing. I know you did. They try to pick up on subtle clues given off by their opponent's behaviors.
Mm-hmm. I'm just smart, babe. It's not a competition, but I am just smart.
You are. Just
kidding.
Barely.
All right, so what?
Just smart, I said.
Okay, so Art said, at the Silk Screen Factory, we would get points for yelling one of the following at the appropriate moment. Whoops. Baby. Whenever a song was playing containing the word baby. Silver Bullet, whenever a Bob Seger tune started, or Stones Rule, whenever a Rolling Stone tune came on.
Aww, that's awesome.
That's how you made it fun.
Yeah.
Yet competitive.
But fun. Pass the day a little faster. Making those t-shirts.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool. We need a game like that.
What, here?
Yeah, in our house.
Oh, well, we have similar ones, but you take a shot every time you
no, we didn't.
Hear or He's see fine. A certain thing.
That's like when you have, like, you're watching Die Hard on New Year's Eve, Shani. That's not a normal thing.
Oh, sorry. I won't tell any more secrets.
I don't know why you do this.
What?
Lie.
Lie?
Lie. Over on Yelp, there's a someone asked the weird things people get competitive about.
Yeah.
And so this one person, nopoliticaltalk.you, said they had an older neighbor bragging about how much he sold his outdated house for. Said he got top dollar, but it was actually a fire sale. And then, like, that was, like, what they got competitive about. And this other person that they were friends with got really competitive about selling their cars.
Yeah.
Like, whenever they had a used car, like, anyone who looked at them, they'd be like, boom, sold it to the first person every time. And then they'd be, like, really boastful.
Yeah, a lot of people are boastful about when they sell things, about getting, you know, the maximum value out of it and stuff.
Yeah. Or, like, Wordle.
Oh, Wordle. Come
like,
on.
Or Candy Crush. Or, like, all those, like... I'm pretty positive I know some people who are cheating at Wordle. And like,
oh, of course you do.
Why? Why? Why do this? And so then there's like, but internet games, people get really competitive and then share their statuses on internet games, right?
Yeah.
Or like gas mileage. I don't know. If you live in the United States and you have a relative who is like my father, like, or there is like a really big deal how many miles per gallon your car gets, which
that's
is environmentally cool. But
for Prius owners now.
Yeah, I guess so. Did you have anybody like that in your life when you were a kid, Shawnee? Like,
no. Oh. No. The only person, no was the answer.
School admissions. American parents get really, like, a certain socioeconomic bracket.
Oh, yeah.
Really get set. Like, it's so wild. Like, people get competitive about whether or not they're a hardcore fan.
Oh, yes. Very much so.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, no, I love BTS more than you love BTS.
Right.
Like, I love, I don't know. Loving the Strange more than you love Loving the Strange.
That's not ever true.
Ever true. But it's interesting, right? Like, that people get so competitive over these things. Dee said, I tend to get competitive about something that I really shouldn't get competitive about, but it makes my brothers laugh so hard, and then Dee doesn't tell us what it is.
I heard that like 3 minutes ago, and I'm still waiting for her to tell us what it is.
Dee cliffhanger. Sayara says, have you played, I don't know how to say this game, but I've seen it everywhere.
You have?
Yeah. Haven't you?
No.
Really?
I don't look at games normally when I go to the store.
Dude, like, you didn't play this when you were little.
No.
All right, hold on. I'm going to get it up. All right, hold on.
That's what he said.
D said it's embarrassing. So I apparently
come on,
we're gonna
we're all friends here.
Well, we're hoping for D to explain what that embarrassing thing is. I'm gonna show Sean what a carom board is.
It was our extreme crush on Matthew McConaughey.
Anyways, you don't know this, babe. A carom board.
Oh, I never saw that.
Right here. We had this was like my favorite thing as a child.
Oh, I might have seen one of those before, like the rec center or something.
Yeah, and you could play
like a multi-game board.
Yeah, there. You could play backgammons and chess and like carom and like a whole bunch of other things on this game board. And like,
you know, there was something about the rec, like John Bell, I lived like three houses down on the same street from John Bell. John Bell's house was literally directly across the street from the county recreation center. And we did not spend much time inside. We were the four square guys outside. Four square, you know, we have the playground ball, you have four squares that make a square.
I've heard of it, but I've never played it.
Well, I mean, when you're like 17 to 20 and you're playing against 8-year-olds.
Oh my gosh. Did you really?
You freaking rule.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad.
And then we had them over for a beer. It was all good.
That's like, I don't know, a Canadian sitcoms type of.
Well, you know, it's an after school program.
Pathetic.
But we're in high school, so we That's don't so have sad. No after.
We don't have no.
So we just go across the street and get it on a little four square.
Oh my gosh, Texas.
It only takes like four games and all four, and it's all us four adults in the thing. So kids are gone. We can enjoy ourselves.
That's so horrible. I can't believe that's who you used to be. Doug's jumping in at the last minute and saying hi to everybody. Hi, Doug. Hope your kitchen rehab's going okay. And all right, I'm moving on to D. D said, it's embarrassing. Dot, 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 dot. Ready?
I'm ready.
It's catching the bouquet at weddings.
Oh, man, that's a good thing to be competitive
so about. So now I have to, like, imagine D in a bridesmaid situation. Maybe Kristen Wiig or Kirsten Wiig is in the bridal, like, place with her. They're jockeying for position. Who's going to catch that bouquet? Every single time it's going to be D.
I know. She's out there throwing elbows.
Tripping up the little other, like the Grammy who's trying to get it. The little child is trying to get it. Oh, you know who'd be hanging out at the four square with you?
Who?
D.
Probably.
Liz says she can't wait to teach me to play four square. Please do. If it doesn't involve depth perception, I might
be
okay.
I've never seen four square up here.
I might be okay. Court. Hopefully. Doug says that taking off the garter is kind of creepy. I don't know if there's a competition about that one, Doug.
Isn't the groom supposed to flick it over his shoulder so the guys can catch that?
Yeah. But there's always like this weird, like they sit in a chair and the center of the dance floor and it's sexy. And everybody's like, we know what you're going to do tonight. You don't need to do this part.
That's
and
right. Then, it's a given.
Yeah.
You either do it or you're too freaking passed out. You're too exhausted and you just pass out.
Have you ever seen like a groom take off the garter front with their teeth?
Oh, yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You never did that, did you?
No.
Okay.
I've never done that in any form or fashion. Actually.
Liz said there is depth perception, but at least the ball is squishy. But you know what, Liz? As long as you let me play, I'll be really happy.
Oh, yeah. You can't really get hurt by a playground.
I know, but, you know, as long as they don't make me go fetch the ball that rolls into the grass like my family, then I'll be all right. I think we missed Susie. Okay, Susie said, my husband's one of those who says, I don't play board games, yet he would yell the answer from the other room. And they're supposed to play trivia.
That sounds like me.
It's totally shocking. And Susie also said, come on, little clicky. I think the inside of all our board game boxes have the highest scores written. Ooh.
That shows competitiveness right there because you're keeping track.
And that's such a beautiful detail.
I mean, like, we don't keep track around here.
No, we throw away those Yahtzee sheets and call it good.
Once we've used all those columns, we throw them away.
We only make it one round of cribbage board.
Around here.
What?
Ecologically efficient.
We are ecologically.
We use that paper.
Susie says, my older brother carried his car on board from house to house. We'd have bruised thumbs from playing. The board was still in my parents' garage when we sold their home 5 years ago. I would have wanted that so much. I miss our old one.
I never had one of those.
Dude, they're the best.
I've definitely seen them.
They're so great. Anyways, the second time that Dee caught a bouquet, her brother made a very big deal. Not just a very big deal, a huge deal. And she's going to send a picture of her catching the first one, which I can't wait to see. And Sayer said, let's do one basketball competition with Carrie. Sayer, do you hate me? Like, come on. Sean's like,
do you hate me?
No, you hate me. So, like,
no, he's trying to get me. I can't ever win, Sayer.
You always win, Shawnee.
No, I don't.
You always win, except Cribbage.
I always throw the game. Carrie beats me with her natural skills and talents.
Do you really throw the game?
Never.
Do you really throw the game?
Never.
I don't believe
you. Never.
I think you're...
I'm telling you, it's never.
All my cribbage wins are for...
Oh, God, no. You know I don't ever throw cribbage.
All right. But no. All right, first off, no depth perception. So, like, I only have one shot really in basketball. I have to be in a very precise place, and it's all muscle memory. So if it's not a real basketball court, I don't get it. If there's no box on the back of the behind the basket, I don't get it. But then Sean's a foot, more than a foot taller than I am. Like anything I do, he doesn't even have to put his arms up all the way to block my shots. It's sad. So sad. I would cry if I tried to play competitive basketball with anyone, honestly, but Sean especially. And Sean thinks he has no athletic skills, but he's a lying liar who lies. He didn't like team sports because he has issues with authority, but he is a fantastic, fantastic natural athlete. Like, it's ridiculous, even though he does nothing. It's amazingly annoying.
Even though I do nothing.
No, like, you don't work out anymore. You don't, like, practice sports, you know, but you're like, oh, yeah, want to sprint? I'll sprint if it's an emergency. And he's just gone. He's gone. Or he'll be like, oh, yeah, I don't lift. I'm so weak. Oh, hold on. Let me lift up half of the car. It's, like, ridiculous. It's annoying.
Hey.
I'm very competitive about it.
Can we jump all the way down to John Bell's friggin' thing?
John Bell says, good night, friends. Time to get some Jägermeister to warm up like I used to while shrimping. No! He says, I hope I survive the night now that the power's out and the heater's off. That's no, awesome. John!
Thanks for being here, man, if you're still here. And good luck.
Stay warm, John. We got to check in with John tomorrow.
I know. He'll be fine, I'm sure.
Oh, man.
Sounds miserable.
All right. So Liz says, dot, 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 or tell people they're playing wrong. I like that, Liz. Doug Marshall says, when we do jigsaw puzzles, we tap a new piece into place with way more force than is necessary just to make sure everyone
That's
knows.
That's true.
Sayer says, no, I never hate you. Who wins just to see? I will. Someday film us playing basketball and you can fall down laughing, Sarah. It'll all be good. And Art says, I have my family's old Acquire board game and my dad's high scores are all in there. Higher scores than it should be possible to get because they were.
That's funny.
That's really funny. And Susie says, we would play board games that would last all weekend. I won a dart competition that freaked out my competition guy out because I was pregnant.
Ah, just nice. a more stable platform, that's all.
You can like put your elbow on your belly.
Yeah.
Go. Nicely done.
So, before we go, I want to talk about at least one more championship competition.
Is it bouquet catching?
No. Mm. So this is actually two because I have to have a lead in. So they have like an air guitar world championships. Actually, they're all like, it's really popular, so it's all over the world. There's like a world championship.
Oh no,
there's like a world championships, but there's also, you know, the other places where you play air guitar and you have to do a little dance routine and it has to be the heavy metal music.
I'm just gonna rock myself and try to get through this section.
Well, what I stumbled upon that I found even more interesting was the air sex world championships.
Air fornication.
Which involved only one person simulating the act of love making.
Oh, jeez. You said that so weirdly.
Well, I would like to watch that competition.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No.
I would like to be a judge for that competition.
I feel like I would be embarrassed secondhand for everybody in that competition.
Yeah, it'd be hard to watch. Yeah. Like, literally, I agree. Unless you're really good.
You don't have
video. If you're not good at the air sex, oh, that'd be embarrassing.
I would be terrible at that. I can't even imagine trying to do that. I mean, I can imagine it, but it's like imagining me playing basketball. I mean, I'm going to not hit the board.
And baby.
I'm not going to do it. Oh my gosh. I can't even play air guitar.
Well, that's a whole different animal.
Or air piano, and I can play piano.
You can play your piano then.
No, I really can't. I think I'm too inhibited for all of that. So do people win prizes for that competition?
Yeah,
like,
I'm
do they
sure
get
they
money?
Do. They don't just go in there and do it for nothing.
Is there a website?
It's probably a... Never mind. It's probably a trophy. Let's say that.
What's it called?
I don't know about a website. Air Sex World Championships. Look that up.
I'm just looking up competition. Oh, it really does exist.
I know.
There are indeed YouTube videos that I'm not going to play here, but you all can look it up if went through the magic power of
for reals?
Google. Yes.
All right, I'm checking out. I'm going to go look that
and
up.
Then also, apparently, it's a nationally touring road show now.
Oh, I bet it's a road show.
And according to drafthouse.com, it's the Air Sex Championships are hilarious, raunchy, and so singularly remarkable that they defy description. Think air guitar, but with an imaginary sexual partner or partners in place of a musical instrument.
That's what I'm saying. That would be so entertaining to watch.
It says it combines the pageantry and prestige of sports with the creative arts of storytelling, pantomiming, and improvisation.
And I guarantee you, that there would be such a huge difference between the women's shows and the men's.
You think?
And the men, I think the men's would be so much more comedic.
Really?
I don't know. Not on purpose. I think that.
Oh, not on purpose.
No, not on purpose. I just think they'd be funny. Because it would be every man's imaginary perfect sex act, right?
Maybe.
And you know that 75% of those are comedic.
Probably.
In a way.
Probably, yeah. Before we go.
Yeah.
First off, Doug said, I tried air guitar, but the strings kept breaking.
That's a motherfucker. Man. Those strings aren't cheap either.
Those
when's
air
the
guitar
last time
strings.
You bought a pack of air strings?
I know.
Good Lord.
And Sayer said, competition about food means making samosa, and he definitely knows I would win that.
Man,
thank
Terry loves
you.
Samosas.
Love them with all my heart.
Oh,
all
that's
my
like
heart.
Your favorite food group.
Any hand pies. Any kind of hand pie. If you can put something in a pastry and it's warm and savory versus sweet,
that's all in. Oh, versus gummy there.
I don't like sweet. I like savory.
I was going to say that's why they made American pie. Putting something inside of a pie. Never mind.
I don't get the reference.
Did you ever see the movie?
I repressed it.
I can't say it on here.
I think I repressed that whole movie. All right. So, finally, before we go, Susie said, I'm so competitive that I convinced my high school football coach to let girls play football.
Well, that's fantastic.
That's a really good use of competition.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. You get props from us.
Yep.
And Dean has seen the movie and did not repress it, Sean, so she knows what you're talking about.
Of course he does.
One of you will probably explain it.
I'll tell you after the podcast.
And Sayer is going to sleep now because he's so cold. Oh, you poor baby. Thank you for waking up.
Stay warm.
Yeah. And goodbye, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us in the podcast. And
have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Thank
if
you
have
so much.
A blizzard coming, or if you're John Bell, we hope you're okay. Yeah, you are the best. Thanks for putting up with us.
Be safe. Have a wonderful week.
Yeah, and weekend.
And we love you all.
And try to stay warm.
Yeah.
So you're stay warm.
Stay warm.
Oh.
Thank you for listening to Loving the Strange. Please be sure to like and subscribe. And remember, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Go get your strange on, friends. Thanks for listening.